Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To Nobody Panic, a bonus ep. A bonus ep?
Bonus.
I'm Stevie Martin.
I'm Tessa Coates.
And we do this podcast to just sort of help people function, help ourselves function. Each episode's a how-to. We did How to Be a Summer Person a few weeks ago. Let's be honest, it was pretty shit.
It wasn't shit. We were just very hot.
We did it in the middle of a heatwave, and it was essentially, I think our tips amounts to buy a fan and just like wear clothes. Was it very, two very
It was
tips?
Just me sort two of going, tips? Just take your clothes off. Look, not helpful.
But then we got an email from a lovely lady called Olivia, who essentially, so sometimes people will email, you know, and be like, oh, I listened to that episode and here's sort of a tip that I've learned. And you're like, oh, that's great. You know, and sometimes we'll put it on Twitter or sometimes we'll just keep it in our brains, steal it all for ourselves. This one was such an extensive list of tips and advice that spiraled about how terrible our episode was. B,
I did like,
no, well, Tessa has, as we know, unwavering confidence in everything. B thought, oh, maybe we could do a bonus episode. Telling you now, these tips blew my mind. So Olivia has basically put together a summer toolkit that she now uses after like a decade of essentially hating summer. I'll just read out a section of her email so you can get an idea. Hi, Stevie. Hi, Tessa. I really wanted to write in after listening to the last two episodes on body positivity and summer because man, oh man, have I been on a journey, nay, a voyage in the last 10 years from being a body-loathing, summer-despising, now, I think she says Flemon, but I think that is lemon. Or maybe Flemon's a cool word.
I saw the Flemon and I was like, yeah, power to you. I guess you're a Flemon.
Okay, I'm going to go with Flemon. To now a body embracing most of the time, some are very nearly sort of liking heron.
From Flemon to heron. Is Flemon a thing? Nobody knows, but I feel like I understand what the word means.
Oh, yeah. I'm reading it as like a very robust lemon. For context, I'm not thin, not tall, ginger, and extremely pale. I'm not designed for hot weather. I should be living in a cave in Scandinavia or the Highlands. I burn in the shade. But she's come up with a toolbox, a box of tools she uses every time the mercury rises, which she thought she would share. And to be honest, it's great. So what we're going to do in this bonus episode is we've got someone else has planned an entire episode for us, and we're just going to read out Olivia's tips and then go, yes, another excellent tip.
It also features some other tips. Some other people got in touch, so they'll be littered throughout. So this one is a listener's tips episode.
Absolutely.
And why not? Every show should have one that's just made by the listeners.
You know what? That's what we should do from now on. Great.
Forget it. Could people just send in the episodes for us and we'll just read them out? That would be...
So also then Tessa has arranged the tips so they go from foot to head.
Look, I've got to bring something to the party.
And as we all know, it's very confusing when, you know, you're dotting all around the body. Like you don't know where you are. You've got to know where you are.
I like my tips to have a clear path, you know.
So we're going to start with feet. Something that, again, some very simple tips here that we didn't say.
But again, we were very hot.
We were too hot. And I was sort of angry hot. Also, we're not doing an adult thing because it's a bonus episode, right?
Fine.
I've
been swimming in the sea, in the reservoir around the corner.
Okay, so obviously, why didn't we tell people to do this? Sandals. Because just like, you know, when that tip, I think we did a we've done like a million how to sleep episodes, because I'm always like, Tessa, why don't we do another one about how to sleep? Because I can't. Tessa's like, we've literally done it. There was a really good
And you won't listen to the only tip, which is put your phone in the living room.
Yes, I refuse to listen to that. But one tip that I got from that episode, which was really helpful, it might have been when we were the Debrief podcast as well. So maybe if you're like, oh, I'd like to listen to that and you can't find it, go to the Debrief podcast and have a look there. There was a great tip, which was about how, in terms of body temperature, you have to like regulate your body temperature. So you should always stick your feet out of the duvet, which we had a lot of pushback from, because Tessa was like, what about the Japanese ghost? That, I mean, it doesn't have to be Japanese, but at that point there was The Grudge and another horror film, The Ring. So at that point it was a Japanese ghost, I'm sorry. But it could be any ghost.
Any race, any era. Look, we don't, the ghosts don't discriminate. They're a very open group.
Very open group. But
they will get your foot.
Grab your foot.
They will get your foot.
And so I had to do a lot of work on myself, emotionally and physically, to make sure that I was able to stick my feet out the end. Now I can. Absolutely change my life.
You're so changed brave.
My life.
That's so brave.
Thank you. It sounds like we're talking absolutely nothing about summer, but we are, because of course, no matter how, what you want to wear on your bidet, if you pop some sandals on, that's where your body will be able to regulate its temperature. So flip-flops, not flip-flops, not mules, but proper like up to the heel sandals you can get as well. If you're not, because flip-flops for me, I don't like them. They hurt my in-between bits of my toe. Yep. Look, now you can get sliders. You can now get like the cages for your feet, essentially.
I feel fundamentally furious about flip-flops because they are passed off as a thing we should all be wearing. But they cut you all over your little feet and then they slip off and they, no, thank you. But they didn't make enough, like, it's called a Jesus sandal, and it has a terrible bad rep by being like worn by American tourists with socks. But unfortunately, they are extremely comfortable. So like a proper...
But sliders are cool now, and that's just where you have like the one big band across, and sometimes you can get one. It's got a little cool little Nike tick on it, or it's got a little, or it's just a plain black one, or it's got a... Get yourself some sliders, and then the first time you wear them, you're like, these are just going to shoot off my feet every time I move. But then you will adapt and grow and evolve. Also, Dorothy Perkins ones apparently very, very good, because they have like a wide fit one, so if you've got like a larger foot, then yeah, sometimes it's hard to find flip-flops that will fit, because they're always for like a tiny, like bony feet. So Dorothy Perkins have a good wide fit flop.
My sister has very wide feet and she wanted to start a footwear line called Jimmy Chode.
That's really good.
A chode, if it's a new word for you, is a penis that's wider than it is long.
And Amy's feet, wider than they are long.
Amy's feet, honestly, are wider than they are long.
Hoofs.
They're little hoofs. Honestly, the sandal journey will be a difficult one and you'll be like, there's nothing for me. But just like keep heading in through that wilderness, because when you get a good pair of sandals that fit, that ideally go around the back, so you're like, you're tucked in, you're like, oh, the world is my oyster. Like now I can do anything.
And my feet are so cool.
And crucially, my feet are cool. Because if you're like wearing trainers all summer, that's why you're overheating, baby.
Yes, it really is. Trainers and a baseball cap. You're essentially wearing a hat and like, that's so silly. No, you got to get your head out, feet out, and then out, everything else out. Is sailing. Yep. And then which leads to the other one, which is, I don't know why I didn't say this, getting a pedicure early on. Now, I don't actually get pedicures, but what I do is I paint my toenails, and that obviously lasts for 10 years. So get early summer, get your feet sorted. So when you look at them, you're not like, oh God.
Yeah.
And then it will last for the whole of summer. And then you won't be doing that thing where you're just like, I would get my feet out, but my feet look like Gollum's head.
Yeah. Having a little hobbit foot. And every time I go to the waxing lady, they're like, God, they literally be like, shall I wax your feet? And I'm like, yes. And then they say like, oh, horrid little hobbit feet, once she said.
What a bitch.
I know, what a mean lady. Having feet that don't make you think like, whoa, what little trotters. Like that, and honestly, just a little bit of bright red nail varnish will transform that into being like, oh, that's a foot. And if you're thinking, my feet are beyond just putting a burgundy on and thinking that is going to save it, honestly, you'd be amazed at what a little dash of colour is going to do. And just a little bit of care and a little bit moisturizer on those heels, honestly, a very small amount of time will be a small time, large difference.
Small time, good feet.
Small time, good feet. Moving up the same path, but then just keep moving that level of thing.
Thank God.
Up the leg.
Because I'd be fully, if we went to the arms now, I would not know where I was.
Whoa, baby. What about the knees? Get to your legs. getting a decent, I have the, I'm really describing myself in a gross way. I've also got very scaly legs.
I have as well, though. I think that is the thing. I remember saying to my male friend, why is it that when I take my jeans off, all my skin's in my jeans? And why does that happen to you? And he was like, it's because you shave your legs. I was like, oh, right, that's actually an excellent point. So we like sort of batter our legs in a way that a lot of men don't. So such a shame.
So a really fantastic body scrub, and get one of the ones that are good for the environment. But a fantastic salty scrub will be a total game changer for those legs.
May I also say, if you buy one of those little scrub things that you pop in your hand, you can get them environmentally friendly as well. And so when you're having your shower, you put your shower gel on your little mitt.
Oh,
and
lovely.
And then you scrub that way. It's an alternative.
Yes, please. Hello. Fanciest girl in town. Scrub those babies. And this summer, admittedly, because I had nothing on and nowhere to be and no one to see them, I've been wearing shorts 24/7 because my mum always shouts at me about how white my legs are. And I say, they're never going to tan. But actually, the thing is, I just never, ever got them out. So of course, they're not going to tan if you have them out for 7 hours a year. So shorts on when you're running, shorts on in the day, shorts on all the time. You're like... And I went through a phase of being like, oh, no, I can't get them out. But then I was like, woo, here they are. And honestly, they look so healthy just for having vitamin D and some sunshine on them and the air on them as well.
Aired your legs out.
I've aired my legs, basically, because they live in leggings all year round. Yes. And honestly, airing them out has been amazing. I'm sorry to name and shame our friend Claudia, but this is my favorite story. She went... to a wedding in a very, very hot day, or possibly in a different country, and had her legs out, and they were extremely white, alabaster white, hadn't been out all summer. And then the professional photographer was like posing all the girls at the wedding in a group. And then he kept like looking at his camera and like trying to take the picture and then be like, oh, what is going on? And he was like, sorry, girls, we're going to have to move. Like the camera thinks there's a light source coming from somewhere, and the light source was her legs. They were so bright and white that it was like making a flare on the camera. But like, just get into the habit of like building up to it. So you're like, so that legs out doesn't become this overwhelming, like, oh my God, how am I going to get my legs out? Just be like, they just come out all the time, and it's not a stress, and it's like, they're just there. They're
scrubbed. It's like when you get used, well, like you basically have to like almost like adjust your eyes to your own body parts that you're not used to. Like during lockdown, I basically haven't worn makeup for ages, and now I recognize my face more without makeup than I do with makeup. So that's very helpful, because that means that now I don't actually want to wear as much makeup as I used to. And Lovely. That's just because my brain has now been like, it's just been subtly reprogrammed to sort of see my face more. So
like
if
yourself.
You just see, in a way, but if you see your legs more, then you'll just slowly start to be like, and those are my legs, rather than like, what the hell is that?
I truly think that's what's happened to me this year, just like wearing shorts on, especially like running with shorts on, which I would have been my absolute nightmare not very long ago. Honestly, it has reprogrammed me to just be like, yeah, there are the legs, I guess. That's not a scary thing. That's how I walk, baby. There they are. Okay, up the legs.
Yes.
Let's read this one out because this is straight from the source, this one.
Straight from the source. And also, yes, this is something that I didn't even consider, but it's so helpful. Anti-chafing thigh bands. So this is when your thighs touch, And then they rub together, and then it really hurts. And then loads of people, and oh, it's so frustrating. So many people can't wear like skirts or stuff in summer because their legs hurt so much. This is ridiculous that it isn't more widely known, and not every single clothing shop sells these. It makes me furious. They're called Bandelettes, which is a really good one, apparently. It's the company that Olivia orders them from. They're an American company, so you have to get them shipped over, but you can get them like dozens of pairs in a go. But have a Google and see if there are any other places that do them as well. So she discovered them about 6 years ago, and they're basically stretchy material bands held up with silicone, sort of like the top of hold up tights, and they sit at the top of your thighs, and they just stop and rub in together so they don't hurt. And so you can wear now whatever you like. You can wear skirts, you can wear nice sort of floaty shorts, you can wear anything without worrying.
I think loads of people resign themselves to being like, oh, I have to wear my cycling shorts in the summer, or I have to wear this underneath.
That's
it.
That's so hot. That's so hot underneath your, also underneath your clothes. That's, it's ridiculous.
And also, I mean, it has a horrible name, thigh chafing, which I won't even give, well, I won't even give air to on this podcast. Do you know what I'm talking about or no?
No.
Oh. It's called chub rub.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah, that's quite nice.
Horrible, right?
I'm going to call it thigh chafing for the rest of my life.
Exactly. Because by having that horrible name, it has this thing that it has this like horrible, shameful connotation to it, as opposed to being like, oh, I think everybody is having that, literally everyone in the world. So apart from the models, like, you know, but I really do think the majority of people are experiencing this. And because it has this shameful, like, well, you've got to wear cycling shorts underneath stuff in a sort of like Victorian, like hide everything away, or like a horrible spandex, or, you know, so having something that's like quite elegant looking, these bandolettes, I've never ever heard of them before, have something that's elegant and that doesn't feel like sort of shameful, just feels like, yeah, obviously everyone's going through this, it's sweaty, yeah. And then they rub together and then they like they get and then they hurt and you've got to put talcum powder on them, so anything that makes it slightly easier. So I for one will be ordering them en masse.
Yeah, huge. I mean, if I didn't always wear black jeans in the height of summer, so would I. I have my own issues.
It makes you waddle like John Wayne, you know?
And they look nice as well. So what I'm saying is next I have to make bras for big boobs look not like matron bras, and I'll be happy.
Swimming costumes that are not awful. We just live in a different time, and I think a lot of us are still living with the trauma of being a teenager when there was only... such as you had to be taken into like the nearest town by your mum, whatever was in
New Look.
Whatever was in New Look, they were like, "That's it. That's your options."
That's and they always string little triangles.
Yeah.
And when you, I think when I was a kid, when I got boobs, I got like double E or Fs. And so I don't know if you've ever tried to pop an F in a nothing's happened. It's not doing anything.
No.
And so I would spend the whole holiday with my boob just out of the side, being like, well, I can't. And then I just didn't move for the holidays. Like, it only works if I'm laying on my back and I also don't breathe. It's like, that's what I'll be doing. And then you had like a horrible, oh, well, I had like a horrible, like a, not horrible, but it was like a sport, like a sports a swimming costume that was clearly for someone who's like doing some proper swimming. And you're like, but I'm on holiday. I want to be wearing like a nice costume for when I want to swim. Why must I be punished for these delicious wappos?
And then somebody very caring will be like, well, have you tried like fig leaves? And then you look on fig
70 quid!
And they, but not only are they expensive, they're like, they're horrid. And they're like, oh no, sorry, Bravissimo is what I was thinking of.
Yes.
For like the big
It's a specific look, isn't it? So if you like and that sort of look, fine. It's very fine. Lace.
And they're just so big and so like, yeah, matronly is exactly the right word. You look like a wet nurse and you're like, I want to be a cool girl. And those string ones, my lord, I remember in the summer diving into a pool in one of those bikinis. And of course, because they were cheap and so like that's all anyone had, diving into the pool, quite a nice dive, quite a good swimmer, if I may. Mm-hmm. Coming up the other end, no clothes on at all. Both the top and bottoms had come off in the trajectory.
Yes.
And I just surfaced being like, I'm totally naked and having to like cling to the side of the pool while other people had to dive down for my clothes.
Yes.
But I think, you know, we live in a golden age now where people are filling those gaps in the market where they're like, this is unacceptable. I'm making things. And so there is beautiful stuff out there and you can find whatever size and shape you are, you can find amazing swimwear.
There are now more and more. Yeah. There are like more and more plus size bikinis. And there's, if you go even like, you know, like even that Tesco does a plus size swimwear range now, like, so if you just literally Google plus size bikinis. And also as well, what I found is that high-waisted bottoms have changed my life, because now I don't have to worry, because I get like a little adorable little pooch whenever I think about wine. And I would say on holiday, I'd be like, oh well, I've just, look, my stomach's now just over the, sat on the chair next to me, I don't want that. And now you have a little high-waisted, but the problem is that Love Island has meant that it's high-waisted, but all of the bikinis now go right up your butt. I don't know if you've noticed this.
I not only have I noticed, I've bought one of the bikinis they wore on Love Island.
No, so you've gone the other way from me, because I've been like, I don't want it. And you've been like, I want it more, please.
I want it more. I've bought one of the, if everyone's familiar with Molly May wearing this sort of white and black zip-up number.
Oh, I have seen that, yeah.
Yeah, I've bought it. It's made of sea plastic. Hello.
Oh, that's nice.
But also, it looks amazing. And I would say that obviously I was in the category that was like high leg. Are you mad? I'm not putting that on. But I would say they are, it's not an unflattering, you'd be surprised at how flattering it is.
It is flattering, but sometimes it's, so for example, I bought one and it was high-waisted and I was like, this is great. Turned around, didn't know I had cellulite. Turns out I do on my butt. And I'm like, well, hands above my head, cellulite, so great, so normal. It should be normalized, but my brain is unable to be like, oh, that's fine. So I then was like, okay, well, I'll just find one that covers my bum. Could not. But now maybe it will lead to a positive thing, because maybe I'll just go to the beach and be like, check out my cellulite, and it'll be fine, and I'll get used to it. But I don't like the fact that fashion, and look, and this is somebody who's like a fucking size 12 saying this, I can't, like, if you're above a size 12, then it's an absolute nightmare. But I hate the way it doesn't dictate choice. Like I hate the way it doesn't give you choice. It just dictates, like, this is the style now. And you're like, but I want a bum coverer, please. Like, sorry, Molly May has meant that
Molly
bums
May
are out
has
now.
Decided the look, and it's this.
It's butts out.
I have decided to smash the glass ceiling for you that just says, like, this is a butt, and I'll be taking it around the beach now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've not sent it back, and I will be taking it around the beach. I'll be waggling it this way and that. So, on the bikini note, another little poolside tip, I suppose, is that if you're doing your bikini line, if you're somebody that's into that didn't want to get that you don't want to get a rash, because, you know, sometimes if you like shave your bikini line at the last minute, it's like, oh cool, now I look like I think I'm diseased.
And it's always that last minute emergency, possibly in like someone else's bathroom. I was like, we're going swimming, and you're like, are we?
Okay,
and we're going swimming now, are we?
Just,
no, that's fine. I just need a wee in to look through your bathroom cabinets for something. For nothing. Don't mind me. Oh, yeah. I will be a minute. And then when I come out, there'll be a lot of rash.
It'll be a big old rash. And it'll be very clear what I've done. There's a little electric shaver thing from Veet, which you can also apparently trim chin hairs with. Absolute dream. And apparently that works really, really well if you use that on your bikini line. Also, look, I'll set it before I say it again. Hair removal cream on the line, not the badge. Very, very helpful.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Should we move to the wrists?
Please. From bikini line, straight out to wrist.
Yes. We sort of did sort of mention this to an extent, but I think it was because, Tessa, you said you didn't like fans. And I was like, why don't you put your wrists in front of a fan? You're like, don't want to. Apparently, putting something very cold on the inside of your wrists will cool you down much more quickly, because the blood vessels are near the skin surface. And this is a tip from Olivia, old clubbing trick from when she was about 16.
The wrist, also the back of the neck is the other, is another one. And
the breasts.
And the breasts and both nipples. That is the three areas you've got to hit with the eyes. But there will be certain areas that you'll be like, if you've only got one ice cube, that's your target zone. Be like, oh, I've cooled right down.
Oh, yes. A delight.
The other one was, and this is from somebody else who wrote in, to be like, USB fan changed my life. So something that you charge up, you take it with you. You're like, oh, look, I'm on the tube. I'm on the bus. I'm in my own home. Look, I'm just fanning myself all over the shop.
Yes.
it's obviously not going to be cold air, it's just air moving, but at least some breeze, oh, you'll take it, you know?
Sometimes you need some movement of the air, because it's sometimes the air feels like it's like tar, and you need to remind yourself that it's actually air, and that's why I fell. Oh, perfect. Good strapless bra. Now, this is something that is, I theoretically understand, but I've never been able to find one myself. So this is, I'm very interested. Apparently, Wonderbra make an amazing one. There's a bit like body armor, but it makes every top you wear look amazing. So I might check that out.
I'll put my oar in for Wonderbra. They have these sort of hand imprint on either side of your boobs. So it looks like imagine you've pushed your own boobs up.
Okay.
That's where they are. It's okay. It's something.
It's something. I just remember when I was growing up, they had the one where you pulled the strings and your boobs went up the further you pulled the string. Do you remember that?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. I think I had one. I didn't really do anything. I didn't have any boobs at that point.
Again, strapless bras get a terrible rep because you start dancing, you start moving in any way. They're around your waist. But Wonder Bra truly, and it is, yeah, it's a piece of armor, but like, who are you? You're in, you know?
You're in. And you want to be in.
And you want to be in. And then it just like opens a whole world of other clothing that you're like, of course I can't wear that. There's no obvious, I can't wear a bra with that. But suddenly you're like, oh, hello. Hello. Mm-hmm. A new level is open to me that was previously locked before. Yeah, I don't like the phrase, that like sort of dove campaign of like, oh, real women. But like, I do think we've been sold a great misservice in the fashion industry of like.
Oh, massively.
Yeah. Straight up to the face.
Oh, yeah. I think that's time.
Straight up to the face, sunglasses. We disagree here, Olivia and I. She says just keep getting loads of the cheap ones because
I agree.
And I am in the category of get one really good expensive pair that you truly love and are like.
Then you sit on them. So I had Ray-Bans, sat on them. I had like Gucci ones off Depop, sat on them. Also, as well, the styles of sunglasses change. So every summer there's like a cool new, then I'm like, oh, I want that one. And then I'm like, well, I can't because I got my really expensive one. So I prefer to just, if each summer, I buy a new pair of sunglasses that are like that season's look, like cat eye ones was last year, or maybe it's this year, who knows? Whereas if I hadn't done that, I would have, which is fine, but I would probably buy like a very classic pair, and that's cool because sometimes some people, that's what your vibe is. But my vibe very much is like, oh, I want a new frame, and I can't spend £150 each year. So
no, yeah. Absolutely. If your thing is like, I would love to find a pair of sunglasses and never have to look again, which is the category I'm in. I've got Ray-Bans Wayfarer Fleck. They've got their tortoise shell with a bit of gold in them. Yes, please.
They are nice, yeah.
Thank you. The handles come off, but I've sent them into Ray-Ban Repairs, who will fix them for you. But again, if you, like, I love the experience of looking as Stevie does, live your life. Get different ones every time.
Makeup setting spray. This was a great one. So there's apparently one that's £4 from Elf. And essentially, when you're out and about, you're wearing your mascara and your eyeliner, I just sort of have completely resolved myself to the fact that I will look like I've been crying after about 3 hours. Turns out you don't have to look like that. And I've only just found out that makeup setting spray is a thing. I would see that in things where, you know, like makeup tutorial women, otherwise known as influencers, would like show themselves putting makeup on and then they do like the spray. And I'd always be like, what's the spray thing? Oh, well, I'll never find out. That's the end.
Oh, well, that's
turns
that.
Out it's setting spray. So that's so very good for the for sweat and for the summer. So if you're a lady who likes her mascara in the warm weather, go for it. And also waterproof mascara as well. But the setting spray means you don't have to use waterproof unless you're going into the swimming pool, in which case, yes, you do.
I met a lady who was part of the army of people who did the makeup for the Olympic athletes. And there was like a whole, it was obviously optional, but it was there for you like before your event and people did it for you. And then they all had the top of the range setting spray because obviously if you're like going in the water or, I mean, literally any event, because I always think that like however fantastic everyone looks having run or jumped or done whatever, I'd be like, mine would come off immediately. But the answer is setting spray.
God. And then, of course, you've got your Factor 50, sports and water resistant, all over your body. But also, I found out you're supposed to wear that all the time, apparently.
Look after your skin. It sounds boring, but as with everything that's boring, it's because it's important.
It is. You don't want to get cancer or premature aging, I guess.
Look after yourself. And then right to the top of the head, it's the combo of learn to do a nice plaid. You've learned to make a headband.
Oh my God, I've been trying to learn French plaits, how to do French plaits on myself for so long and I can't. Then the shadow was like, I'll do it. And so he got a tutorial up and then like sort of did it, and then it took about, I'd say, 5 minutes, and then he was like, I can't. And then we're like, yeah, it's the worst. And so then I have just resolved myself to never being able to have, my sister can do it. She does it like all down the back of her head and she looks so nice. And like, I want to look like the girl from The Hunger Games.
Oh, well, don't we all? I believe in you.
Thank you.
I think you can spend a little more time. And you
also, I did have very short hair at that point, so maybe now it's a bit longer.
That's
maybe
probably part of it.
That'll
help. And I think just set your time aside to be like, this will be very difficult, followed by a moment of like, oh, and then you're off.
Because it's all about updos in the hot weather. Because if you got a down do, then it becomes a wet do very, very quickly. Very wet, sweaty do.
But if you can get the head that right, and again, all that heat's going to be lost from your head, so keep it nice and cool. If you can get it right, if you can do a fancy headscarf thing, then look. And accept also that nobody gets up in the morning and suddenly thinks like, I'll just try a headscarf, and it looks fantastic. It takes them months of practice, I would say, to get that correct. If it's not for you, the thing, put a hat on it. Get yourself shaded. Get a baseball cap. Get a visor. Pretend you run a casino and get one of those green ones. Get something that's like keeps you in the shade and stops you getting sunstroke. As somebody who buys very large vintage hats, they are impractical. Bucket hat.
Nice, yeah.
Oh, thank God. That's it. We've got to the top of the head.
Now, we've got a couple of very quick fire inside your body moving around tips. We can just alternate.
Please.
Just wear sports gear to get to the place you want to go to and then change. Absolute game changer for me because, yeah, you get dressed up and then by the time you arrive there, you look like you've been in the shower and you smell dreadful. So just sports gear, and then just before you, I mean, obviously it's difficult if it's like a park thing and then you're like nude in the park, but I mean, like, if it's some sort of thing that you can get changed, just pop into the loose, change into your nice summer dress, you're out, you're free, there's no sweat patches. Dream.
If you are of the school of as little shame as I have, I just went to a party in the park and got changed behind a tree before arriving from behind the tree to the group. So it is totally possible.
It's so doable.
It's so doable. But also, when you're like, oh my God, I smashed my outfit. And then you're on the tube crying, being like, what
I'm
was
too
the point?
My outfit.
What was the
yeah.
point of this? I looked good past tense. So yeah. What a game changer. Travel in something different. And again, this is less possible now because less things are open, but go to the air cons. Like, get yourself in the freezer section of the supermarket. Just like, be like, not to buy anything, just to chill out there for a moment.
Yes, it's a good thing. Yeah, like almost like have like a break on your way to somewhere to be like, and now the freezer break, where I'll just stand next to a freezer for a bit just to regain your composure. A damp towel or scarf over your feet when you sleep. Telling you now, on those nights where you're at, like that night was like 37 degrees, that very much works. You just pop a little wet towel, not like sopping wet, just like nice and cool. And it is absolutely delightful. It's so good. And cooling gel pads for your pillowcases, which I had no idea existed. I've ordered one, so I can't tell you yet if it's any good, but it will arrive, and apparently it's great. Get these cooling gel pads, make your pillow nice and cool when you're really struggling.
You can also put your pillows in the fridge, and you can take those like ice packs that you have in the freezer, if you have a freezer, put them inside a pillowcase, hug them like a hot water bottle, but a cold water bottle, move it around the bed.
Just move it around the bed. Just roll it around the bed.
Keep rolling that baby around the bed.
And I think that's it, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Stay Great. Hydrated and get your salt intake up, because that's what leads to sunstroke.
Crisps
and peanuts. Yes.
Wanted
yes.
to say thank you so much to Olivia for all of these tips. I mean, absolutely brilliant. And I hope that I'm sure they've helped everybody, because they're the most helpful summer tips. I feel so much more confident about just operating in the hot weather now.
Me too. I'm off to buy myself some bandolettes. I'm off to rethink my sandals. You buy a bucket hat.
Yeah, probably we'll release this and it'll be like a freezing cold week, but just keep it in your mind for
in
when
your
it
mind
gets hot
for the
again.
Future. Return to this one next time it's hot.
Yes, and do please tweet us and any future eps, you want eps, we're going to call them eps now, you would like us to do episodes, at Nobody Panic Pod, and I'm at Stevie M. Yes, is a fave.
I'm at Tessa Coates. No fives around.
Fives for me.
The Gmail is nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com. And we always love to hear your suggestions, tips, things, anything that's been happening in your life. We'd love to hear it.
We'd love to hear it. And see you next time for a little bit of more of this podcast.
little bit Summer Southern. We'll see you next week. Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.